Reading from Canto 5, Chapter 1, entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, Text Number 4. Samshayaha Ayam Mahan Brahman Dara Agara Suta Adisho Saktasya Yat Siddhi Abhut Krishne Cha Matihe Achyuta. Samshayoyam Mahan Brahman Dharagara Sutadishu Saktasya Yat Siddhirabhut Krishne Cha Matirachyuta. Samshayoyam Mahan Brahman Dharagara Sutadishu Saktasya Yat Siddhirabhut Krishne Cha Matirachyuta. Samshayoyam Mahan Brahman Dharagara Sutadishu Saktasya Yat Siddhirabhut Krishne Chamati Rachyuta. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The king continued, O great Brahmana, this is my great doubt. How was it possible for a person like King Priyavrata, who was so attached to wife, children and home, to achieve the topmost infallible perfection in Krishna consciousness? Purport. King Parikshit wondered, how a person so attached to wife, children and home could become so perfectly Krishna conscious. Prahlad Maharaj had said, Matirna Krishne Paratah Svatova Mitho Vipadyeta Graha Vratanam. A Graha Vrata, one who has taken a vow to execute family duties, has no chance to become Krishna conscious. This is because most Graha Vratas are guided by sense gratification and therefore gradually glide down to the darkest regions of material existence, Adanta Gobhir Vishatam Tamishram. How can they possibly become perfect in Krishna consciousness? Maharaj Parikshit asked Shukadev Goswami to resolve this great doubt. Om Ajnanati Mirandhas. The king continued, O great Brahmana, this is my great doubt. How was it possible for a person like King Priyavrata, who was so attached to his wife, children and home, to achieve the topmost infallible perfection in Krishna consciousness? So we are continuing with this beautiful episode of Maharaj Priyavrata. This is the fourth verse of the first chapter of the fifth canto, which is entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata. And as we have heard in the last few classes, Parikshit Maharaj has been raising a few doubts in front of Shukadev Goswami. The fourth verse, which is the verse today, will be the concluding verse on the doubts raised by Maharaj Parikshit. And beginning from verse number 5, which is the verse tomorrow, Shukadev Goswami will start answering the doubts of Maharaj Parikshit. The main doubt that is raised by Maharaj Parikshit is that a householder, a family man, who is so attached to Dharagara Sutadishu, to wife, to children, to home and all kinds of family affairs, How is it possible for such a person to achieve the topmost perfection of achieving the supreme abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna? So we shall try to focus on two points. I'll at least try to cover one point, and if time permits, we'll also take the second point, is the importance of doubts asked by great devotees of the Lord. His Grace Govind Prabhu gave a very wonderful enlightening lecture the other day, talking about questions and doubts raised by disciples to spiritual master and the importance of proper inquiry. So in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages assembled at Naimisharanya are asking several questions to Suta Goswami, and they are asking Suta Goswami to narrate the wonderful activities of Maharaj Parikshit. The sages say, Abhimanyu Sutam Suta Prahur Bhagavatottama Tasya Janma Mahascharyam Karmani Chagrinina. O Suta Goswami, please tell us, Abhimanyu Suta, the son of Abhimanyu Maharaj Parikshit, Prahur Bhagavata Uttama. He was known as Bhagavat Uttama, the greatest of all Bhagavatas, the greatest of all devotees. How great a devotee was Maharaj Parikshit? Tasya Janma Mahascharyam. Mahascharyam, it's very wonderful. What is so wonderful about Maharaj Parikshit? Tasya Janma. His birth is very wonderful. Karmani Chagrinihina. Karmani, his activities are very wonderful. Kindly narrate to us the Mahascharya Janma, the wonderful birth of Maharaj Parikshit. Kindly narrate to us the Mahascharya Karma, the wonderful activities of Maharaj Parikshit. Srila Prabhupada's purport is very wonderful. Srila Prabhupada explains that the birth of Emperor Parikshit was very wonderful. Why? Because the Lord had personally entered into the womb of his mother Uttara to save him from the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. Indeed, a wonderful act. His activities, karma, were Mahascharya, very wonderful. Why was that so? Because Maharaj Parikshit had personally chastised the personification of Kali and had defeated the personified Kali to give place to dharma, religion in his kingdom. Maharaj Parikshit's death is Mahascharya, wonderful. Prabhupada writes, no mortal being gets a notice of his death. But Parikshit Maharaj had got a prior notice, 7 days in notice, right? Therefore his death was also wonderful. And Prabhupada makes a fantastic statement in the purport. He says, not only the birth, not only the act, not only the death of Maharaj Parikshit was wonderful, everything about a great devotee like Maharaj Parikshit is wonderful. No wonder that the doubts that are raised by Maharaj Parikshit in front of Shukadeva Goswami are also extremely wonderful. Not only his janma, not only his karma, not only his mrityu, every single word he speaks, every single question or doubt he raises is extremely wonderful. Mahascharya. Why? Because it is going to raise or unfold certain very wonderful things about the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So herein we find Maharaj Parikshit raising this doubt in front of Shukadeva Goswami. Doubts which are raised by great souls like Maharaj Parikshit unto great souls like Shukadeva Goswami are Mahascharya, very wonderful. Because the effects of these doubts are also very wonderful. So the doubts raised by a great soul have got 4 wonderful effects. Anytime a great devotee raises questions or doubts unto another great devotee, the following 4 things happen. The following 4 effects are realized. The first effect was spoken in elaborate details by His Grace Govind Prabhu the other day. And what is the effect? Whenever a devotee like Parikshit Maharaj raises a question, a query or a doubt unto his spiritual master, such doubts become the cause of unfolding wonderful pastimes between the Supreme Lord and his devotees. If Maharaj Parikshit would not have asked these questions to Shukadeva Goswami, the interactions between Prahlad and Narsingha, the interaction between Krishna and the gopis, the interaction between Vamana and Bali Maharaj wouldn't have been unfolded for the benefit of all of us. It is these doubts that Parikshit Maharaj raised that became the cause of unfolding these most wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Lord with his devotees. A great devotee of the Lord, a speaker, a Bhagavat Kathakar, is like a bottle of soda. A bottle of soda, when its cap is on, the fizz of the soda is unseen. It only appears to be like plain water. But as soon as a person takes an opener and takes off the lid of the soda bottle, all the fizz of the soda comes up, pops up and spills out of the soda bottle. A speaker of Bhagavat, a great devotee, is like a soda bottle. The fizz is compared to his enthusiasm to speak Krishna Katha. Just like the soda fizz pops out of the bottle, similarly a Bhagavat Kathakar is very enthusiastic to speak about Lord Sri Krishna. But his enthusiasm is as suppressed as the fizz of a soda bottle with its lid covered. A devotee who is very eager to hear about Krishna, a devotee who questions and raises doubts, is like the person who opens the lid of the soda bottle. As soon as the lid is opened, the soda fizz pops out. Similarly, as soon as a devotee raises some queries or expresses his eagerness, reveals his doubts, the lid of the speaker is opened. And the enthusiasm to speak about Krishna comes out. Very enthusiastically he starts revealing the wonderful narrations of Krishna. The wonderful narrations of Krishna and his devotees. A great devotee of the Lord, a great speaker, Bhagavat Kathakar, is like an audio CD. Just like when we have an audio CD, all the information, music or lecture is recorded on it. But if we take an audio CD and start spinning it on our finger like Krishna spins his Sudarshan Chakra, if we hold this audio CD and start spinning it around, don't think that what is stored on the audio CD will come out. A CD player is compared to an enthusiastic hearer. The audience who asks questions, the audience who asks doubts is compared to a CD player. Only when there is a CD player, then whatever is stored on the CD comes out. Similarly, only when there is an enthusiastic hearer like Maharaj Parikshit, then what is stored on the heart, compact disc of Shukadeva Goswami's heart immediately starts spilling out. Shukadeva Goswami comes in the play mode, right? And then the Bhagavat Katha begins. A great devotee of the Lord, a Bhagavat Kathakar, is like a log of wood. Just like in a log of wood there is a blazing inferno of fire. But we don't see that blazing inferno when we say a log of wood. As soon as a person takes a small matchbox, lights the matchbox, matchstick, and a little flame of fire is supplied to the wood, the fire which was within blazes out. The large fire stored within the wooden log comes out. Similarly, an enthusiastic hearer, a devotee who asks questions, a devotee who raises humble doubts, is like a matchstick who raises the blazing inferno of devotion in the heart of Shukadeva Goswami. And thus Shukadeva Goswami begins to narrate the wonderful pastimes of the Lord. No wonder that sometimes devotees take their own tapes and hear their own classes. It's quite surprising. Why would a devotee want to hear his own class? Because sometimes a devotee does not plan to speak in a certain way. He just comes and sits on the dais, and the power of the enthusiasm of devotees, the power of the eagerness of the audience, the very genuine inquiries and queries raised by the devotees, brings out such a wonderful reply, brings out such wonderful philosophy from the lips of a devotee, that after the whole thing is over, he wonders, did I speak that? Was it I who spoke? The super soul from within inspires the devotee to speak. And I know at least one devotee who went for a certain program, prepared very well to speak on Janmashtami. And when he saw the audience, children, uneducated old men and old ladies, he was thinking, what am I going to speak, this shlokas and this philosophy? So he just started speaking something very simple, simply to reach the audience. And it was so simple, after the lecture was over, this devotee was wondering, my God, what a profound class that was. I never planned that. I never thought I was going to speak that. And this devotee asked one of the members of the audience, did you record that class? Kindly give me that tape. And this devotee took this tape, heard the class. As a matter of fact, he transcribed his own class. And that became the subject matter for big, big pravachans. He even gave a Sunday feast class right on this dais, based on this lecture, which came just impromptu, right? Just sporadically, right? So, the eagerness of the audience, the doubts or the queries raised by the audience become the cause of unfolding such wonderful philosophy, such wonderful pastimes between the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His devotees. Therefore, it is explained in the Niti Shastras, Kim karishyati vaktaram shrotra yatrana vidyate nagnah kshapanake deshe rajaka kim karishyati. It is explained that kim karishyati vaktaram, what will the vakta, the speaker, do shrota yatrana vidyate, where there is no eager audience, where there is no assembly, where devotees are eager to hear, eager to question, eager to raise their queries and doubts. What is the use of a speaker? Kim karishyati vaktaram shrotra yatrana vidyate. And a beautiful example is given. Nagna kshapanake desham. A particular desh, a particular country where kshapanaka. Kshapanaka means Digambar Jain sadhus. Now, Digambar Jain sadhus, they don't put on any clothes. They just nagna. They are all the time naked. They roam naked here and there. And there are certain towns, certain countries, certain deshas where these naked sadhus only live. It's filled with these Digambar Jain sadhus. Nagna kshapanake desha rajakah kim karishyati. What is the use of a cloth merchant in a place where only Digambar Jain sadhus live? Which means they don't use any clothes. If a cloth merchant goes and opens a shop there, who is going to buy his clothes? Because a Digambar Jain sadhu does not wear any clothes. Just like for a cloth merchant to sell his clothes needs a certain kind of place where people who require clothes live. Similarly, for a speaker to unfold the wonderful narrations of Krishna Leela, he requires a wonderful audience who is eager to hear the elixir of Krishna Katha. Therefore, we find that whenever a devotee raises queries, raises doubts, a devotee like Parikshit Maharaj, such doubts and queries become the cause of unfolding the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna and His devotees. Therefore, when the pastime of Vritrasura was going on, Maharaj Parikshit asked Shukadeva Goswami, an asura, how was it that such an asura like Vritrasura could reveal such wonderful devotional qualities? How was he a devotee? And that became the cause for Shukadeva Goswami to talk about Maharaj Chitraketu. Maharaj Chitraketu's dealing with Lord Shiva. Otherwise, if Parikshit Maharaj would have kept quiet, oh, Vritrasura was a very wonderful devotee. Thank you very much, Shukadeva Goswami, for telling me the nice story of Vritrasura. Shukadeva Goswami would never have continued with the episode of Chitraketu Maharaj. But after hearing this story of Vritrasura, because Parikshit raised this doubt, how was it that an asura was such a wonderful devotee? Thus continued the narration of Maharaj Chitraketu. So that is the first reason, or the first effect of how when a devotee asks questions or doubts to a great soul, the first effect is the wonderful philosophy of Krishna consciousness or the wonderful narrations of Krishna and his devotees are unfolded. Secondly, it is explained that the greatest hurdle to make spiritual advancement is lack of faith. Or conversely speaking, the foundational principle of making spiritual progress is firm faith or nishtha. In the development of one's faith in Krishna or in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, the greatest hurdle is doubts. If there are several doubts that are just hovering around our mind, it's not going to be easy to establish faith in Krishna. Faith in Krishna means the eradication of all doubts. Unless all the doubts within the heart are eradicated, how are we going to develop firm faith in Krishna? Doubts in Sanskrit are called samshaya, like we have this word here. Samshayo yam mahan brahma. Samshaya means doubt. In the Amritakosha dictionary, Sanskrit dictionary, the breakup of this word samshaya is very wonderfully given. What is the meaning of this word samshaya in Sanskrit? Samyak shayati iti samshaya. Sam comes from the word samyak and shaya comes from the word shayati. Samyak shayati iti samshaya. Now what does shayati mean in Sanskrit? Shayan means to sleep. And samyak means completely. That which sleeps in the heart completely is called a samshaya. Just like if there is a seat, if you sit on the seat, then it takes only some space. But if you sleep on the seat, it takes complete space. So what is a thought? A thought is that may occupy some space in your mind or heart. But what is a doubt or samshaya? That which takes all the space in the heart, that which sleeps very comfortably in the heart, samyak shayati iti samshaya. And when it takes over the entire space of the heart, where is the room for any faith? Because it takes complete space, there is no space for faith to develop. Therefore, the first thing to do is kick out this doubt from the heart. That doubt which is completely occupying the space in the heart must be kicked out so that there is some room for faith to develop. Therefore, Arjuna addresses Lord Krishna as Madhusudana. My dear Lord Krishna, your name is Madhusudan. You are known as the killer of the demon Madhu. Why don't you kill all the doubts that are rising in my heart now? Srila Prabhupada explains, one significance of the word or the name Madhusudan is he who can kill all the doubts within the heart. Not only does Madhusudan kill doubts for Arjuna, but the representative of Madhusudan, Shukadeva Goswami, kills doubts in the heart of Maharaj Parikshit. In the 11th chapter of the Gita, universal form, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Arjuna was already convinced in the 10th chapter of the Gita that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without any doubt, Arjuna was sure that Krishna is the source of everything that exists. But Prabhupada writes, many people who would come in the future would not believe this. Arjuna says, my dear Lord, you are the source of everything. But how would people believe that Krishna is the source of everything? So Arjuna had no doubts in his mind that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Arjuna asked Krishna to reveal his universal form simply so that people in future do not have any doubts or samshaya in their mind that Krishna is the supreme source of everything. In the universal form, he showed that he is the source of all the devatas, he is the source of all the demons, he is the source of all the universes, he is the source of everything that exists. So Arjuna was in no confusion. Arjuna was in no ignorance. But Arjuna's request to Krishna that you reveal the universal form was to dispel the doubts of all people for the rest of eternity and establish their firm faith that yes, Krishna is the source of everything that exists. Similarly, Maharaj Parikshit's doubts are not out of ignorance. Maharaj Parikshit's doubts are not out of confusion. Maharaj Parikshit was not confused, neither was he completely bewildered. He did not come in front of Shukadeva Goswami saying, I have already been completely frustrated 7 days and 7 nights only revealing, I don't know what I am speaking, so I am revealing some doubts to you. He was in proper frame of mind. He did not come to Shukadeva Goswami to test the capacity of Shukadeva Goswami in a challenging mood. Like many people often come to the Hare Krishna temple in a challenging mood. Let us see what this guy is going to answer. Let us see how this guy is going to answer our question. Parikshit Maharaj was not in this mood. Parikshit Maharaj was revealing his doubts not out of ignorance, not out of frustration, not out of confusion, not out of a challenging mood. Parikshit Maharaj was raising these doubts to dispel the doubts of the whole world to come, right? And thereby establish their firm faith in Krishna, in the potency of devotional service, and in the character of a devotee, right? Parikshit Maharaj wanted that everyone in the world understands the power of Krishna, the power of a devotee, and the power of devotional service. What to speak of raising doubts in the character of a devotee? Here we find Maharaj Parikshit is raising doubt in the character of a devotee like Priyavrat. My dear Shukadeva Goswami, tell me, how is it possible? Priyavrat Maharaj, he was attached to Dara, Agara, Sutadishu, to a home, to family, to wife. How is it possible for him to get perfection? This was doubt in the character of a devotee like Priyavrat. To say nothing of a devotee like Priyavrat, Maharaj Parikshit did not even spare Lord Krishna. What to speak of raising only doubt in the character of a devotee? He raised his doubt in the character of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. In the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Shukadeva Goswami was talking about the Rasa Leela of Lord Sri Krishna, Parikshit Maharaj raised a doubt about the character of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Aptakamo yadipati kritvan vai jugupsitam kim abhipraya etanna samshayam chindi suvrata. O Suvrata, O you who have taken great vows, samshayam chindi, samshayam yam mahan brahma, dispel my doubt. Please dispel my doubt regarding the character of Lord Krishna. Krishna is aptakama, self-satisfied. He is yadupati, he is the master of all the yadus. How is it that he who came to this world to establish the principles of religion, jugupsitam, acts in such an abominable way? The word translated by Prabhupada, jugupsitam, means abominable. Kim abhipraya? Please tell me, what is the purpose? Why does the person who establishes dharma act in a way that goes against the principles of dharma? Why does he take the wives of other people and dance with them in the middle of the night? This is my samshaya. This is my doubt. Kindly dispel my doubt. Right. Shukadeva Goswami understands this thoroughly well. That Parikshit's question is not Parikshit's question. He is a great devotee of the Lord already. He has seen the Supreme Lord right in the womb of his mother. He has lived his life based on Krishna consciousness. It was Krishna's plan that he be cursed so that Bhagavatam be manifested. He is acting as Krishna's instrument. How was it possible for such a personality like Parikshit to doubt the integrity of Krishna's character? Srila Prabhupada explains, just like the great grandfather, right, Arjuna, revealed all these doubts on behalf of all of us and cleared these doubts so that we have firm faith. Similarly, the great grandson, Parikshit, his doubts were on behalf of all of us, so that we are convinced that Krishna's character is without any malice. Krishna's character is without any blot. And thus, Shukadeva Goswami gets an opportunity to speak about the wonderful Rasa Leela. And Prabhupada in his Krishna books gives 12 reasons, right, of how Krishna's Rasa Leela pastime is not mundane but is spiritual. Right. And Shukadeva Goswami concludes by saying, Vikriditam Rajabadubhir idam cha Vishnu Shraddhanvita ಅನುಶೃಣುಯಾದ ವರ್ಣಯೇದ್ಯ ಭಕ್ತಿಂ ಪರಾಂ ಭಗವತಿಂ ಪ್ರತಿಲಭ್ಯ ಕಾಮಂ ಹೃದ್ರೋಗಮಾಶು ಅಪಹಿಣೋತಿ ಅಚಿರೇಣ ಧೀರ. ಹಿ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಶುಕದ್, ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್, ವಾಟ್ ಟು ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಅಬಾಮಿನಬಲ್. ದಿಸ್ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್, ಎನಿ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ವಿತ್ ಫೇತ್ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ಹಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಶೃಣುಯಾತ್ ಆರ್ ವರ್ಣಯಾ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್, ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ಸ್? ಭಕ್ತಿಂ, ಭಕ್ತಿಂ ಪ್ರತಿಲಭ್ಯ ಕಾಮಂ, ಹಿ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ಹೃದ್ ರೋಗ, ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಅನರ್ಥಸ್ ವಿದ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಆರ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಡಿಮಾಲಿಶ್ಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಶ್ಡ್ ಅವೇ. ಸೊ ಶುಕದೇವ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಥ್ರೂ ದ ಡೌಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷಸ್ ದಿ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಹಿ ರಿಮೇನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರೀ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಎನಿ ಮ್ಯಾಲಿಸ್ ಆರ್ ಬ್ಲಾಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಪೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಂಗೇಜಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ರಾಸಲೀಲಾ ವಿತ್ ದ ಗೋಪೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ದ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಗೋ ಬೈ ದ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಗೋ ಬೈ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್. ದೇ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಸಿ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕಂಟೆಂಟ್, ದೇ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಗೋ ಬೈ ದ ಕಂಟೈನರ್. ದೇ ಡು ನಾಟ್ ಸಿ ದ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್, ದೇ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಗೋ ಬೈ ದ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಡೌಟ್ ದ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ವಿಲ್ ಡೌಟ್ ದ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್, ವಿಲ್ ಡೌಟ್ ದ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಟಿ, ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ರೇಸಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡೌಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ರೇಸ್ಡ್ ಅ ಡೌಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮಸಿ ವಾಸ್ ಎಸ್ಟಾಬ್ಲಿಷ್ಡ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗೋ ಬೈ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್. ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ಈಸ್ ರಿವೀಲಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಡೌಟ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದ ಕ್ಯಾರೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಡಿವೋಟಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ನೌ Shukadeva Goswami in the verses to come will talk about two things, the character of a devotee and the power of devotional service. So through this one doubt raised by Parikshit Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami is going to show what is the potency of bhakti yoga. Shukadeva Goswami is going to show what is the character of a devotee like Maharaj Priyavrat. What is the character of a devotee like Maharaj Priyavrat? That in spite of staying amongst wife, family and household affairs, his consciousness is firmly fixed on the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. My devotee is so glorious that in spite of being amongst all trying circumstances, his mati, his consciousness does not waver even an inch from the Supreme Lord Krishna. One time, Maharaj Janak, Mithila Naresh, could sense that there was something wrong going on amongst his ministers and amongst the learned scholars of his kingdom. All the learned scholars and the ministers of his kingdom were thinking in their mind, this king Janak, he is called a Mahajan, right? He is a great Mahajan, a great Mahabhagavat, people say at least, right? And everyone, even in the Gita, Lord Krishna quotes about Janak as a person to follow, right, in the chapter called Karma Yoga. But to our vision, it appears that Maharaj Janak is only engaged in pound, shilling, pence business. He is only engaged in materialistic administrative affairs. He makes out punishment to those who are unjust. He gives justice to those who are just. And he takes care of the administrative affairs of Mithila. Whenever there is someone who charges upon him, he declares a war against his enemy. People say he is a Mahabhagavat. But he is engaged only in these materialistic affairs. How is it that his consciousness can be fixed on Krishna when he is engaged with wife, children, family, administration? Not possible. Right? Maharaj Janak could sense this. The ministers and all of the learned scholars were only going by the form, not by the substance of the character of Maharaj Janak. Maharaj Janak devised a plan. Maharaj Janak invited all of his learned scholars and ministers for a grand, sumptuous feast. As all of them came into the Prasadam hall, everyone was seated in a row. And there were wonderful plates made of gold and silver with fantastic, succulent preparations served out. Maharaj Janak looked at each of the members in that hall and said to them, "Wait a minute. Before you begin the feast, I must tell you the conditions of what you are supposed to do. Maharaj Janak said, look, if you cannot finish every single item that is served out on the plate, I'll chop off your head. My God, what a wonderful feast that is. That if you can't finish everything that is served out, you lose your life. And secondly, you just look up. All of the ministers and scholars looked up. There was a thread thinner than a hairline hanging from the ceiling right onto the top of the head of each and every single minister and scholar. And to this thin thread was attached a sword. If there would be a gush of wind that would come in, this thin thread, thinner than a hair, would just move around and the sword would be released and the head would be cut off. Either ways, it was a problem. If they wouldn't finish eating, still they would be killed. And if they continue eating, any time the sword would come in. Somehow or the other, they finished their feast. To their good fortune, providence was merciful, nothing happened. Maharaj Janak called all of the ministers and scholars and sat them down in his assembly hall. And Maharaj Janak said to all of them, as all of you were enjoying, you can't use that word, enjoying the feast. Right? You were eating that feast. As all of you were eating this feast, what was the single thought that plagued the minds of each of you? Each of them said, we were thinking only of one thing, and that was death. We were thinking of the sword that was hanging on the top of our heads, that the sword can come down any time. Out of fear of death, we were sword conscious. Maharaj Janak said, you were engaged in the activity of eating, but were conscious of the sword out of fear of death. Why then can I not be engaged in the activity of administration or family affairs and be conscious of Krishna or Ram out of love? Right. If out of death, you can be, out of fear of death, you can be engaged in an act and think of something else, then why can a grahastha not, out of love for the Lord, think of the Lord in spite of being engaged in family affairs? So Maharaj Priyavrat was engaged in family affairs, but Shukdev Goswami will now prove to us the character of Maharaj Priyavrat out of this doubt, how his consciousness was always fixed on Krishna. He will prove to us the potency of the power of devotional service because of this doubt. How devotional service to Krishna is the biggest fort in which a devotee can remain protected. Brahma will advise Maharaj Priyavrat. My dear Priyavrat, you are a brahmachari. You are going to go to the forest. But mind you, you will avoid one wife and carry 6 wives with you. In the forest, lust, anger, illusion, envy, greed, pride. Therefore, the fortress of grahasthashram is the best fortress for a person to be protected. If a person becomes a grahastha, then he can be protected in the fortress of grahasthashram and these 6 enemies will slowly subdue. Now, someone may think here that Brahmaji is glorifying grahasthashram over any other ashram. But in the next verse, Brahmaji says, I'll dispel all your doubts. Wait a minute. You are thinking that simply by getting married you will be protected? No. I will tell you what is the real fortress that will protect you. Tvam tvabjana bhangri saroja kosha atyeti durga shritut nirjita satsapatnya bhunkshveva bhogan purushati dishtan vimukta sangan prakritim bhajasva. My dear Priyavrata, don't think that the fortress of grahasthashram is going to protect you. Durgashrita, only one Durga, only one fortress is the fortress that can protect you. And that is the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Anyone who renders devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and worships his lotus feet, although he may be in the grahasthashram, he will be protected from all contamination that may rise from an ashram which by characteristics will bring in some contamination. Thus, he says, these lotus feet are saroja kosha. They are like a lotus flower. Just like a bumblebee. When a bumblebee comes, is going here and there, then a bumblebee may be attacked by some other birds. But when a bumblebee comes and takes shelter of the lotus flower, the wonderful petals of the lotus flower
protect the bumblebee from all the attacks from around. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada explained in the purport, anyone who takes a grahastha is like a bumblebee. If he takes shelter of anything else except the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, which are like the lotus flower, he is bound to be attacked by these other six anarthas, the shat sapatnyaha. Therefore, through this one doubt, Maharaj Priyavrat's character and the potency of devotional service will be established. Just see how wonderful. By revealing this doubt, Maharaj Parikshit is proving to the world that a devotee of the Lord, what is the nature of his character? That because of devotional service to Krishna, he is always protected, unaffected by the material energy. Thus, when the doubts of people in devotees, doubts of the people in Krishna, and doubts of people in devotional service are dispelled, samshaya is dispelled, then one can bring in firm faith in his heart. So the second effect of raising these doubts is that all the samshayas, all the doubts in the hearts of people around, in Krishna, in devotees, and in devotional service will be dispelled, and they will have firm faith in the path of Krishna consciousness. The third point, the third effect is that whenever such doubts are raised and Krishna Katha is spoken, it has a wonderful purificatory effect over the entire assembly. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Vasudeva Katha Prashnas Pumsan Strin Punatihi Vaktaram Prachakam Shrotrims Tatpada Salilam Yatha. It explains, Vasudeva Katha Prashna. Anytime any questions, queries or doubts are made in relation to Vasudeva, in relation to Krishna, what is the quality of such katha? Pumsan Strin Punati. Three kinds of people are purified by such questions. Vaktaram. Vaktaram means the speaker. Prachakam means he who asks these doubts or questions. In this case, Shukadev Goswami is the Vakta. Parikshit Maharaj is the Prachaka. He who is raising the doubt or question. Shrotrims. All the other members in the assembly who are just hearing. All the sages assembled. Shukadev Goswami is speaking to Parikshit, but all the other sages assembled are getting purified. The speaker, the questioner, and the hearers are all purified. All these three categories are purified. An example is given, just like Tatpada Salilam Yatha, just like the river Ganga flowing from the spiritual world purifies the upper, the middle, and the lower planetary systems. Just like Ganga purifies three planetary systems, the Ganga of Krishna Katha purifies these three categories of people. The speaker, the questioner, and the hearer. Thus the doubts raised by Parikshit Maharaj, the questions raised by Parikshit Maharaj will solicit such a wonderful response from Shukadev Goswami. That response will be purifying for the whole world, for all these three categories of people. And the fourth and the final effect that is brought out by these doubts raised by great souls is that it creates all auspiciousness. Not only is it purifying to the heart, but it creates and brings all auspiciousness in the whole world. Variyane shate prashna bhavadbir loka mangalam. Variyane shate prashna. Your questions are most glorious, O sages. Why? Because bhavadbir loka mangalam. Mangala means auspiciousness. It will create auspiciousness in the whole world. And according to the Amrit Kosh dictionary, the Sanskrit dictionary, the word mangal is derived from a Sanskrit dhatu. Every Sanskrit word is derived from a Sanskrit, certain Sanskrit dhatu. Just like the word yoga is derived from the dhatu yujya. Similarly, the word mangala is derived from the Sanskrit dhatu mangi. Right. It's not the mangi like the Malayalis say. You know, people from Kerala, they say mangi for monkey. It's not that mangi. Right. This is a Sanskrit dhatu called mangi. Right. And what is the Sanskrit dhatu mangi? Mangi means to move, to walk, movement. Right. So the word mangala comes from this dhatu mangi, which means movement, walking,
right,
or reaching towards a certain destination. And the example is given, just like if a car has its petrol in place, the tires are in place, it's in working order, and the driver is driving the car, then what happens? When the driver drives the car, it is all mangala. Why is it mangala? Because the car is in movement towards its destination. Because the word mangi means movement. And the word mangala means movement towards its destination. One meaning, of course.
Right.
As soon as the car's movement is stunted because of an accident or because of a leak in the tire, we say it is amangala. Why? Because the movement is stunted.
Right.
So mangala means movement towards a destination. So all the answers given by Shukadeva Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj's questions and doubts is mangala. Why? Because his body is just like a car. Right now we are here in the material world, and using this vehicle, we the soul are supposed to move towards the spiritual world. Asato ma satgamaya. That is our journey. That is where our movement is supposed to be. And the process of devotional service mentioned by Shukadeva Goswami in answer to Parikshit Maharaj's doubts is called Bhavadbhir Loka Mangalam, because it makes all the conditioned souls of this world move towards their desired destination, towards the spiritual world. Any other process, Karma Kand, Jnana Kand, is considered to be amangala. Why? Because it stunts the journey of the soul back to Godhead. Karma Kand will take you only to spiritual world. That's not the desired journey. Jnana Kand will take you only to the Brahman. That's not the desired journey. Because it stunts the desired journey. Just like a car stops on its way, it is amangala. Similarly, the soul stops on its way back to Godhead, it is amangala. So, the effect of Krishna Katha is that it is Bhavadbhir Loka Mangalam. So, in this way, there are four effects of the doubts which are raised by a great devotee to another devotee. So, since it's getting late, we will not take the second part of the discussion. We will just summarize what we discussed this morning. We began by saying that a devotee like Maharaj Parikshit, whose birth, death, activities are wonderful, his doubts are also as wonderful. Why are his doubts wonderful? Because doubts raised by great devotees and to other devotees bring out these four effects. The first one, it becomes the cause of unfolding the philosophy of Krishna consciousness or wonderful narrations between Krishna and his devotees. We gave the example of a bottle of soda, an audio CD and a log of wood. What is the use of a cloth merchant where people don't wear clothes? What is the use of a speaker where there is no eager audience who can ask questions and doubts? Secondly, we discussed the second effect of these doubts is that all the doubts in the minds of others are dispelled. Shukdev, Parikshit Maharaj and Arjuna are out of ignorance. They have no doubts. They are convinced about the character of Krishna, the power of devotees, the power of devotional service. But Parikshit Maharaj's questions reveal the power of Krishna's character. Rasalila. Maharaj Parikshit's doubts reveal the character of a devotee like Priyavrat and reveal the potency of devotional service. The third effect is that the answers given to such doubts purifies three kinds of people, the speaker, the questioner and the hearer, just like the Ganga purifies the upper, middle and the lower planetary systems. And finally, these doubts solicit such a wonderful response and such wonderful katha from a speaker like Shukadeva Goswami that it creates auspiciousness, mangala in the whole world. And we described what is the meaning of the word mangala. Mangala means movement towards one's desired destination. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.